Kate Kennedy Club does not participate in union debate.
St Andrews becomes first Scottish university to be awarded Queen's Anniversary Prize.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Friday the 24th of February with the 5:30 Star headlines. I'm Eben Merrill.
And I'm Alexander Jones. The hotly anticipated Kate Kennedy face-off at the union debate last night did not go ahead as hoped when the Kate Kennedy Club failed to show. The club instead emailed a statement in response to the emergency motion this House would pledge allegiance to the Kate Kennedy Fellowship, leaving the new fellowship's founders, Sonny Moody and Pat Mathewson, unchallenged. The main concerns from the audience's questions revolved around the fellowship's leaders and interview process. With a lack of opposition, the motion passed 106 in favour, 12 against, with 44 abstentions. You can listen to the full debate as a podcast on the Star website.
The university's Sea Mammal Research Unit, SMRU, was amongst the winners of the Diamond Jubilee round of the Queen's Anniversary Prizes for Higher and Further Education. The ceremony took place today at Buckingham Palace, where 18 other universities and 3 colleges were also presented with prizes. St Andrews SMRU has become a leading example in promoting sustainable practices on ocean environments and is increasingly becoming involved in policy and governance matters. The University of St Andrews is currently the only Scottish university to have received an anniversary prize.
A major upgrade to the St Andrews Harbour, A-listed among Scottish historic structures, has been proposed by its governing trust. The body is hoping to revamp the medieval attraction and bring it into the 21st century. Plans will nonetheless face some temporal and financial difficulties, and the improvements might take some years to be fully completed.
Cooper local Morag Turnbull, who attended the Antiques Roadshow in St Andrews, recently discovered her stock of inherited Keep Calm and Carry On posters from the Second World War. These may be some of the only originals to survive and are estimated to be worth thousands of pounds. The posters given to Mrs. Turnbull by her father, a member of the Royal Observers Corps, were initially intended to be hung up for the public. But as the threat of German invasion diminished, they have been hidden away in an attic for years. Mrs. Turnbull, 52, who is currently unemployed, is planning on saving the posters for another couple of years before selling them for a pension fund.
And those are today's headlines. More news in an hour or online anytime on the news pages of the Star website.